I'm Scott Stewart, and I serve currently as the chairman of the board of the National Institute for Animal Agriculture, and that's who I will be speaking on behalf of in the next several minutes. I'll start out by giving you a brief history of NIAA's involvement and relationship with the National Animal Identification System and NIAA's policy on animal ID as it stands today. Dr. Robert Fordrain will follow my remarks. He is chairman of NIAA's Livestock Identification and Information Committee and director of the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium. He'll talk about the current status of NAIS implementation from NIAA's perspective. And then finally, Glenn Fisher, vice chairman of NIAA's Livestock ID and Information Committee and senior vice president of AllFlex USA, an identification device and technology company, will cover the key practical issues in regard to animal ID that are being resolved here in the U.S. and internationally. After Glenn's comments, we'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. In my day job, I serve as president and chief executive officer of the National Livestock Producers Association, which represents cooperative livestock markets nationwide that market some 6 million head of livestock annually for some 150,000 individual farmers, ranchers, and other animal owners. I've been closely associated with NIAA for over 15 years, first as a committee leader, committee chairman, and then as a board member for the last 12 years. I've also served as NIAA's treasurer and vice chairman, and since April of this year as chairman of the board. Regarding the animal ID issue, I was an original member of the National Animal ID Development Team Steering Committee and currently a member of the NAIS Advisory Subcommittee to the Secretary's Advisory Committee on Foreign Animal and Poultry Diseases. I also serve as that group's working group leader for markets and processors. NIAA, based on his experience in being a catalyst between government and industry in the development and implementation of programs to eliminate tuberculosis, brucellosis, pseudorabies, and scrapie, all of which had or have a animal identification component, has been a longtime advocate of animal ID. NIAA's Livestock ID and Information Committee, with the participation and encouragement of USDA, began work to address our nation's deficiency in animal ID and traceability more than 15 years ago. The leadership throughout the development process came largely from our species groups, state and federal animal health officials, academia, and individual livestock producer members from across the nation. In addition, experts from the ID equipment manufacturers and sectors of the ID industry have been very involved. So where does NIAA stand regarding animal ID? NIAA supports the development and implementation of a national animal identification system as was outlined in the U.S. Animal Identification Plan, or USAIP, and further refined through the NAIS process. NIAA supports the exemption of NAIS data information from public release under the Freedom of Information Act. So livestock industry stakeholders are assured their business information is kept private. NIAA supports USDA's efforts toward implementing the National Animal Identification System and supports that this system be used across animal agriculture for safeguarding the health of the U.S. herd and flock. NIAA also encourages all stakeholders to remain engaged in the NAIS process by providing input through the subcommittee, the NAIS subcommittee, and other sources, including conferences such as this. Emerging technology and the confluence of national and worldwide events in the past 10 years has made a national ID system even more possible and also a higher priority. Computer-based technology and the development of and reduction in cost of radio frequency identification devices have been basic drivers from the technology side. The unfortunate attack of September 11, 2001, and the threat of bioterrorism focused attention on the need for a national ID system to efficiently track animals that may be diseased and animals that haven't come in contact with those infected animals. What is the risk of an animal ID or animal disease emergency? It's like predicting hurricanes, earthquakes, and other calamities. It isn't a question of if, but perhaps rather when. Our shrinking world due to rapid travel and international commerce makes the probability of a foreign animal disease infecting our nation's animal just that much more likely. NAIS, in whatever form it finally takes, is something we must have, and NIAA urges all of the stakeholders, for or against, to continue to work on this issue with a sense of purpose and an attitude of compromise in order to make it as effective and non-intrusive as possible. At this point, I'll turn it over to Dr. Robert Fordrain.
Thank you, Scott. And, as you already introduced me, my name is Robert Fordrain, and I currently serve as the chairman of the NIA Animal Identification Information Systems Committee. For those of you that don't know the committee consists of numerous representatives across the entire animal agriculture industry, and it has been actively involved in discussions of animal identification and its uses for over 10 years. I'd like to clarify that animal identification is not a new concept. Disease eradication programs, vaccination programs, breed registration programs, branding programs, and varying herd management systems have all used different forms of animal identification devices and numbering system for several decades, and some, like branding, dating as far back as 100 years. The broadest and most comprehensive example of widespread animal identification includes the system in which livestock owners vaccinated all their calves, with each calf subsequently being tagged with an orange steel tag. That orange steel tag included a unique official animal identification number. The allocation of each ear tag to a farm was recorded by a licensed veterinarian on a paper form containing the farm address, contact name, and animal ID numbers. This system has served as a foundational backbone of the animal disease traceback system upon which we have relied for over the past 30 years. Although many identification systems exist today, the relative absence of uniformity and reduction of participation in some of these programs have reduced the number of traceable animals. It should be noted that the recent reduction in participation stems directly from successful eradication of diseases on several fronts, which wouldn't have been possible without individual animal traceability. Meanwhile, the system we have in place today possesses shortfalls, namely the lack of a comprehensive system to trace animals back to the premises of origin and in an expedient manner and establish connectedness among all potential exposed animals along the way. That limits animal health officials to respond in a timely manner. And time is of the essence when trying to prevent proliferation of a disease. Discussions surrounding development of a national animal identification system have included input of hundreds of individual producers and trade group representatives. The common goal is to respond to an animal disease outbreak with identification of the source premises and any exposed animals within a 48-hour period. The ability is critical to the health of the national livestock herd, maintaining the safest food system in the world and limiting potential impact upon livestock owners, industry, and consumers. Discussions about developing a national animal identification system are not new and certainly are not unique to the United States. Most Western European countries, Canada, Australia, and even several South American countries have implemented systems that are in place today. They're operational. Over the years, the NIA Animal Identification Committee members have seen presentations on systems that are in place today. Over the years, the NIA Animal Identification Committee members have seen presentations on various systems that are in place across the world and have used other countries' experience and lessons learned to provide recommendations to USDA to build a U.S. system that must live up to the following requirements. A national animal identification system needs to be flexible. It must allow existing systems to be grandfathered in. Be simple, cost-effective, and livestock owners need to be assured that the limited information for this program can only be used for disease traceback purposes. Livestock owners that wish to use animal ID for other purposes, such as livestock marketing, certification programs, or participate in value-added programs, will do so at their own free will. And this information would be kept outside of NAIS. Successful implementation of a national animal identification system that would meet the 48-hour traceback goal would neither require every animal to be individually identified or every movement to be recorded. It also would not require electronic identification of all types of livestock. NIA's Animal Identification Committee recognizes the various production systems in place today and differing reasons for livestock owners to raise livestock. However, development of such system which responds quickly to an animal disease outbreak will serve to benefit all. Issues such as confidentiality, cost, technology, and database infrastructure are still to be resolved. NIA, its board, its staff, and the ID committee will work closely with all concerned to resolve these and other issues which may arise. We will do so through events such as this one, the ID Info Expo, and we urge other groups and individuals to join the discussions and assist in providing recommendations to the USDA. Thank you. And I'll have Mr. Glenn Fisher conclude here. Thanks,
Robert. Well, good afternoon and welcome. As a brief introduction, my name is Glenn Fisher, and I've had the privilege to serve as this year's ID Info Expo co-chair. My association with this organization goes back to the days of the old Livestock Conservation Institute, which was the predecessor organization to NIAA, and the Animal ID Committee meetings that basically pigeonholed about five of us off for about a half hour as part of their annual meetings to talk about what a national ID system can do to assure animal health and ultimately help producers market their cattle and market their livestock more effectively. The true spirit of consensus building that defines NIAA, it's a pleasure to play a small part in what this has become, basically a consensus-building organization that brings all sectors of the industry together for the common good. Professionally, I serve as the Senior Vice President of AllFlex USA, where I'm in my 23rd year as part of the animal identification business. I've also served on the National Fair Advisory Board, the NCBA Animal ID Subcommittee, as well as the NCBA Board of Directors and their Executive Committee. In short, much like Robert, Scott, and many other people here this week, animal ID is not a job, it is a passion. As Robert mentioned, animal ID in its many forms has been in place for decades. Created for the commercial benefit of producers, visual ID systems, many of which are still in use today, have been central in improving on-farm management practices, processes, and transforming production measure systems that did everything on averages, herd averages, and looking for a common element among the herd, and turn them into opportunity to optimize individual animal performance. Over the past 15 years, electronic identification systems have emerged as a viable means to further enhance that capability, helping producers turn vast quantities of on-farm data that's available to them into real knowledge accurately and efficiently. This progression, of course, has not been limited to activity here in the United States. In fact, in many ways, the development of an NAIS system allows us to join over 30 countries with official animal ID programs, some dating back as far back as the 1980s. As in our market, these early official systems were based on visual ID, relatively inexpensive to implement on an individual animal device basis, but with manual traceback mechanisms that include things we've heard about like paper passports and very large bureaucratic government agencies that ultimately create very high overall costs for these systems. More recently, the trend has been to adopt more automated ID systems, whilst having a modestly higher individual ID device cost, have proven to reduce both the administrative and per head costs considerably over the cost of the whole system. Examples of this include ISO RFID systems that have been recently implemented in Australia and Canada, including one of the foremost traceability programs in the world just north of our border implemented by ATQ, or Agri-Traceability Quebec. Consider this. In contrasting the systems implemented in the bovine sectors in the United Kingdom and Canada, both of these markets are roughly 15 to 16 million head of cattle. The UK, through their British cattle movement system, utilized visual identification and paper passports and has employed literally hundreds of government bureaucrats to trace the validity and the effectiveness of implementation of that system and the data that comes into the system. CCIA, which is the Canadian ID agency, and ATQ use the ISO RFID-based systems. And in a true public-private partnership, they jointly employ a staff of around 50 people. Direct example of technology creating unparalleled efficiency and value for producers. Australia provides a similar example. And it should be seen as no coincidence when we look at our competition to regain key international beef markets. Canada, Australia are seen as our key competitors. Back in the U.S., with the work of NIAA and other industry leaders, we're helping define and refine the technology that's being used, ensuring a uniform and efficient infrastructure can be built to the benefit of all production segments. An important example comes from our own U.S. cattle industry. The USAIP and AIS Cattle Working Group investigated technology and chose ISO RFID as the ID device of choice for dairy and beef producers. With further leadership from diverse producer groups such as NCBA, USAIO, iDairy, Holstein Fair, and others, all in support of ISO RFID, the habit of an industry is beginning to change. If you go out to the trade show, you'll see a lot of companies providing resources and technology around that ISO RFID system. Investment by ID companies have followed, and with numerous companies offering these ISO RFID tags and reading systems to address a myriad of market needs, we're finally starting to deliver on the promise of technology at the speed of commerce. These developments epitomize the NIAA approach of consensus building to further important issues in the market. Aside from cattle markets, other species groups are looking at consolidating not only around ISO RFID tags, but along the lines of RFID implants, visual tags, and other tools, again, allowing for consensus to develop and facilitating infrastructure development and a platform for successful deployment of the technology. In fact, a lot of exciting technology is on display here at ID Expo this week, and the innovation will continue. As new technologies become market-tested and validated, they'll clearly be incorporated into ever-evolving standards in the animal identification world. As they are brought to the market and they are seen as viable technologies that deliver additional value to producers, what will happen is you'll see groups like this come together through the NIAA and other groups delivering on the promise of creating a standard, creating an infrastructure that serves existing technology and allows us to migrate to the enhancements that will come in the future. I think with this, there's no doubt that NAIS will serve the U.S. livestock producers very well for years to come.